It is time to wrap up our self-scout of the Carolina Panthers. Greg Brannon, Mike Kraft. We're going to do so with the Panthers' defensive secondary. Mike, an interesting mix in the 2013 season in the backside of the defense. The one guy, though, who seemed like he was the one igniting the flame was Captain Munnell. And I think if you embody what a defensive back should be, it's got to be Captain Munnell.
Has to be. And the captain is always Johnny on the spot, making big play after big play and getting the Panthers' defense going in the process. Let's take a look. First play we're going to look at, Captain Munnell is used as a blitzer. And here again, another great design of a blitz by defensive coordinator Sean McDermott. Look at the overload on the right side. And what that is going to dictate is that the offense is going to have to match that in protection. With that look, they know they can bring Captain off of this edge pretty much unseen by the quarterback. And as we roll forward, you get a real good look at why this blitz is effective. There comes Keekly in the middle, and here comes Captain, and like a pit bull, he's not going to be denied and gets the tackle there on Geno Smith. Now, let's talk about Captain Savvy, and I love this play, Greg, because the main thing that Captain is going to do is he's going to look like a zone drop defender on this play, and he's going to come back here in coverage, and then he's going to sit and get his eye on the quarterback. Now, obviously, he's working against a rookie in Geno Smith, and it works to a T because at this point, look at what's going on. There's a receiver going out to the flat. Technically, if Captain were the alley defender, he'd have that flat coverage. But look at him here, pretty much looking in at Geno Smith and baiting him to make this throw. Now, look at the interception. It's a thing of beauty as Captain baits a quarterback, gets the interception, and then he has a nose for the goal line. You know, Captain says he is one of the best return guys in the business. And I tell you what, after watching that, it's hard to argue.
Self-scout, Mike, it's always a lot of fun to kind of go back and look where the strengths are of this football team. The process now, though, it's that next step. And I guess that next step is what? I guess we'll be heading out to local college campuses.
Pro days. I mean, we'll get on the road tomorrow, in fact, right, down in Clemson for their pro day. A lot of big names down there. Always a good time to see that next crop of talent coming into the NFL.
So from now, probably through April, again, you want to know what's going on with the Carolina Panthers in that March to the draft, that first week of May, right here on Panthers.com. We'll see you next time.